Hey everyone, this is Turd Flingy Monkey, and today I'm going to show you how I pan, sear, and cook my steaks. So, this is cast iron, it's great, and this is ghee. This is what you should be cooking your steaks in if you're going to be using a pan, and the reason why is smoke point. So I'm going to put a chart on the screen. You can see that out of all the different types of things you could use to, you know, grease your pans, ghee is the second highest smoke point, only behind avocado oil and tied with palm oil, but it is an animal fat. It is not a seed oil or vegetable oil, so it is better and more healthy for you. It's made from butter, but butter has a smoke point of only 350, whereas ghee has a smoke point of 450. So what we're going to do is just gonna take a little bit of ghee. You can keep this at room temperature, by the way. You don't have to refrigerate it. And we're just going to spread it around the pan in order to grease the bottom. You don't need to worry about anything. This is like good. Now, here's the thing about ghee. It doesn't taste like butter. It doesn't have a buttery taste. That comes from the milk solids. Ghee has a more of a nutty, almost like a popcorn theater butter. Anyway, so after a few minutes, you're going to see smoke start to rise from the pan. This means the pan has reached 450. It is now ready. Turn your heat down to 7 or medium high. So your stovetop goes from like 1 to 9, 9 being high. Turn it down to 7, which is medium high. These are spatula tongs. I highly recommend these because sometimes things do stick to the cast iron. So these are spatulas and tongs. So it's great. Perfect. Get one of these. They're not expensive. Now we're going to take some meat. We'll take 2 little steaks. Now these aren't like beautiful steaks. These are made from kind of pot roast meat. I'll show you how I butcher those another time. And then we're going to cover that up with a bacon press. Now, the bacon press actually fits perfectly into the cast iron skillet. And what it does is it pushes the meat down. It's also made from cast iron, by the way. So it keeps the steaks pressed down against the hot metal. It also reduces splatter and acts as kind of a pseudo lid, even though it doesn't actually cover it. You can see the smoke venting from the sides. But it does reduce the splatter, and it does hold the meat against the cast iron so it doesn't, like, curl up. That's the purpose of a bacon press. Highly recommended. I don't see a lot of people talking about this. All right, when it's time to flip them, you just make sure you don't remove the bacon press. Just turn it vertically so that anything drips back into the pan. You don't want to make a huge mess on your stovetop. See that beautiful crust? That's what we want to see. That's why you want something with a high smoke point like ghee. All right, then we're going to flip them, and we're going to leave that on there to cook a few more minutes. And then we're just going to just kind of go by smell. After a few minutes, you'll kind of smell that it's done. You'll smell like it'll just smell good. You don't want it too overcooked. But once it's ready, you just lift the bacon press up. Again, hold it vertically so it doesn't drip grease or anything anywhere. And then just use your spatula tongs to pick up the steaks and put them onto a plate. Just like this. All right, and there we go. Now we're going to turn our stove top off. So make sure you do that. All right, and then you're going to need these little guys. These are silicone cast iron skillet holders. These are so you don't burn your hands because this is really hot. Cast iron really holds heat. This thing's like several hundred degrees. So we're going to put this over both of the handles, carry this to the sink. And we're going to run not like cold water, but like room temperature water over the pan in order to cool it down. Once it's cool, once you can touch it without burning your hands, then we're going to turn the hot water back on and just use a sponge to clean off the food and then dry it, and then it's clean. You don't need to put this in a dishwasher or use soap. Just use hot water, a sponge, and then dry it once it's clean after you've cooled it to room temperature. All right, now we're going to take some compound butter. I make this myself, by the way. Just leave some sticks of butter out till they soften at room temperature, then mix in some seasonings. This is minced garlic, minced onion, peppercorns, fresh basil from my garden, and some truffle seasoning, which is basically truffle oil mixed with some carob to turn into a seasoning. And it's really good. And this isn't very expensive at all. And I flatten it into some plastic wrap. This is a press and seal. And then you just cut like a little piece of it and put it on top of your steak. And the heat from the steak as it's resting will melt the butter. And it'll add that, you know, the garlic, the onion, the truffle, the basil. the peppercorns, they'll all get integrated into the steak, and it's super delicious. It also adds fat because I'm using tougher cuts of meat. The butter adds some fat back to the meat, which kind of gives it more of a succulent taste when you're using like a tougher, cheaper cut of meat. And that's the purpose of the compound butter. Absolutely delicious. I'll show you how to make that another time. But there you go. That is how you cook a steak. Perfectly seared, perfectly cooked. The compound butter will add fat, and it's great. Anyway, this is Turd Flicky Monkey. Thank you for watching, and have a good day.